Get ready for a parenting adventure. Welcome to Little Adventures Parenting and Beyond, the podcast that explores all things family. From child development to mental health, we've got you covered. Join us for a fun and informative discussion with expert guests and real-life parents. Let's go on an adventure. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in for another episode of Little Adventures Parenting and Beyond. Today, we have an amazing special guest, Lexi, who is a personal trainer and a personal friend of mine. She is my own personal trainer who is kicking my butt into gear. So let's get started and hear from her. Lexi, my dear, what inspired you to become a personal trainer and how did you get started in this field?
That is actually a really interesting question. So I started my career in finance, and then I just always wanted to do something where I could help people. So after I had my first child, I actually joined a Beachbody support group or accountability group, challenge group, whatever you want to call it. And in my first month, I lost 10 pounds and I just fell in love with the support, the community, and fitness. Really, I found a passion for health and fitness. So I started coaching people. And then when I had the opportunity to leave my position in finance and be more of a stay-home mom, I decided to get certified as a group exercise instructor and start teaching classes at a gym. And then from there, it just grew, you know, teaching different types of classes. I started out as a body pump instructor. And then I just kept adding to my certifications. I think at this point I have 7 or 8 different group exercise certifications. And then I just wanted to learn more. So I went and got certified as a personal trainer. I've done the personal training certification through 2 different companies at this point. And I just love helping people and I love everything about fitness. So I know I'm one of those weird people that absolutely loves working out. But I hope I can share that with my clients a little bit. I know they might not love it, but at least, you know, maybe they won't hate it is my goal.
I definitely don't hate it. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
You don't love it yet.
You don't love it yet.
You don't love it yet.
I will say I do love working out with you, though, because it is hysterical. It is such a great time.
Thanks. I try to make it fun.
So, I know you design custom workout plans for your clients based on their specific goals and individual needs. I know we kind of talked about mine for my sister's wedding.
Right.
We're trying to do in like the arms and the back fat, which yay, back fat.
Yeah.
So how do you design your custom workout plans? Like what inspires you to find the right workout plan?
So my whole theory is you are not going to stick with it if you don't like at least some part of it. So I really have to get to know my clients and find out, you know, what is motivating them, how much time they have. That's huge. You know, if someone tells me I've only got 20 minutes, then I need to come up with a workout that's going to be effective in 20 minutes. I think that the biggest part of that is just talking to my clients, getting to know them. Obviously, Amanda, you and I were friends before we started this whole thing. So I kind of knew a little bit about your life and your schedule. But when I have a new client, I take the time to really listen and find out like how many days a week they want to work out, what kind of workouts they've done in the past, what they like, what they don't like. Some people will come to me and say, I absolutely hate cardio. I only want to lift weights. Or some people hate lifting weights. They only want to do cardio. So it's just finding that balance of what's going to get them to their goals, but also something that they're not going to be miserable. Because if you're miserable every single time you go to work out, you will not stick with it. So I always tell people you either need to like the trainer, the workout, the music, like if you're going to a class, you know, something about it, there has to be some piece of it that you enjoy or you're not going to stick with it long term. And that's my goal for all my clients is to find something sustainable for them in the long term. Like I don't want it to just be, okay, they come and work out with me for a month and then they go on their way and fall back into bad habits. I want to try and find sustainable changes for my clients that can be long term.
That's awesome. I know, like, personally, I love. It was just so funny when you brought out the jump ropes. I was like, I love jump ropes. It makes me so happy.
Yeah. So I, that's what I try and do, you know, and in the beginning, it is a little bit of trial and error. You know, the first couple sessions might be figuring out like, okay, I hated that move. Don't ever make me do that again. Or, oh my gosh, I love the jump ropes. Can you do that every workout, you know, and finding those things. And then I can create, you know, the plan to be what you want it to be. That's going to get you the best results, but also that you're going to enjoy. So, yeah.
I like that. I feel like a lot of people get nervous about having a personal trainer because it's so one-on-one and you feel like, okay, you can't miss a day. Or, you know, like you can't cheat out of that. Like if you have a gym membership, it's like, oh, well, you know, maybe I'll go tomorrow instead. And then, you know, like you could push it off.
But
it feels so, you know, okay, I have to show up because if I don't show up, you know, there's no session. So it's nice to hear that you really tailor it so that they want to show up and that they want to feel like this serves a significant purpose in their journey.
Yeah, that's definitely my goal. And I actually offer two different options. So I do the personal training where people come and work out with me one-on-one, but I also have a coaching option where I will customize a program for my client and then they work out on their own, either at home or in a gym. And then they'll check in with me weekly or daily, you know, whatever suits their schedule and their lifestyle. But then it's, that's really more the accountability piece. Like if you're going to, if you have a gym membership already, but you just need some direction, then I'm kind of your accountability person that is checking in on you and being like, all right, did you go to the gym today? How did it go? What was good? What was bad? Rate your workout, that type of thing. So that's also something that I offer if people aren't local or if they don't want the personal training, they want to do it on their own schedule, then I can just give them that extra kick in the butt to make sure they're doing it kind of.
Yeah, I think I'm going to need that next year.
Yeah.
So I know you are not a certified nutritionist, but what role does nutrition play in achieving a healthy and fit lifestyle? And do you integrate any type of nutrition coaching into your training programs?
That is a great question. So to answer the first part, it's definitely an integral part of a healthy lifestyle. You can't achieve the goals that you're looking for if you don't pair your exercise with the right nutrition. I just got home from the gym like 10 minutes ago and I'm drinking a recovery shake right now because I lifted pretty heavy today. So if you're doing the work in the gym and you want to see the results, you've got to pair it with the nutrition. I do not have a certification in nutrition, like you mentioned. So I cannot give specific advice. Like I can't give a meal plan or tell you what macros to eat. I can just give general guidelines and advice. You know, you've got to eat your protein if you want to build muscle. If you're lifting heavy weights and you're trying to build muscle, then protein is essential. I can recommend you to a nutritionist. There's a registered dietitian that I've worked with that I highly recommend. She's fabulous. And she is the one that could give you your macros or a meal plan and tell you exactly what to be doing to get the optimal results. But I don't do that. Like I said, I do more general guidelines. I suggest to all my clients that they start keeping a log of their food because I think when you write down what you're eating, it makes you so much more aware of it. And for a lot of people, like I know when I started my fitness journey 9 years ago, I didn't realize that I was eating the same thing as my husband. He's 6'3". So he and I should not be eating the same amount of calories every day. It wasn't until I started tracking stuff that I'm like, oh my gosh, split the pizza in half. Like, I shouldn't be eating as well. First of all, pizza is not great, but like, you know, I didn't really realize how much I was eating, the number of calories and the volume until I started tracking it. So, that's kind of my first step for my clients is I want them to be more aware of what they're putting into their body. I suggest that they read labels because sometimes people are shocked by how much sugar is in certain things. It's just that's really what I recommend to people. But then if they are trying to get to a specific weight loss goal or they're not seeing the results, then I would definitely recommend a nutritionist or a registered dietitian to help them.
So what are some common fitness myths that you encounter, and how do you help your clients navigate those misconceptions?
Oh, there's a couple that I hear all the time. I think there's one myth that I think I try and work on is people think that you're I feel like as a trainer, if you see someone who's in really, really good shape, you automatically think that that person is a better trainer. And at the end of the day, I know so many fitness professionals who look fantastic. And then I will talk to them about, you know, what they're eating or what their workout plan is. And I find out one of my friends that I talked to was eating 800 calories a day. That's what my 9-year-old, like my 9-year-old needs more calories than that. So I'm like, holy cow, like that is not something that they could promote to somebody or advise someone else to do, and they shouldn't even be doing it, especially if you're pairing that with 2-hour workouts. So I think that's kind of a misconception in the fitness industry. You know, people pick trainers at the gym based on how they look, and they're not always doing things that are in the best interest of their actual health. So for me, I guess that's kind of an insecurity of mine, is like, I don't have a 6-pack, and I worry that people look at me and are like, oh gosh, does she know what she's doing? But obviously I've been doing this for a while, and I'm not one to say no to a cookie. So I do work out 5 days a week, but I'm also going to have a cupcake on my kid's birthday, and I don't say no to cookies. So I just try and promote that with my clients too. Like, it's about balance and moderation. And, you know, I'm having a protein shake right now, but I'm going to go out later and I'm probably going to have sweet potato fries with my lunch. So, you know, this is my body is the result of, you know, making those decisions and balancing things. Another fitness myth that people always come up to you or me and they'll say, what do you do? Like, I want to know your workout plan, your meal plan, this, that. Every single person is different. So I could copy, you know, my friend with the awesome physique and the 6-pack abs. And even if I did her exact same workout and followed her exact diet and we ate everything the same, we will not look the same at the end of the day. And that is such a misconception, you know, especially with social media, because all the influencers out there love to post what I ate in a day or do my workouts. And you know, and people think, oh my gosh, if I do that workout, I'm going to look like them. False. Absolutely false. You will not look like them. You will still look like you, because every single one of us is different. And oh my goodness, wouldn't it be a boring world if we all looked exactly the same? So, I mean, I'm kind of thankful for that at the end of the day, but that is definitely a misconception that I try and tell my clients, you know, you could do the exact same workout as your neighbor, your best friend, and you're not going to look the same. You're not going to have the same results. A couple of years ago, I started doing intermittent fasting and I lost weight. I felt great. I looked good. You know, everything was falling into place. One of my girlfriends tried copying exactly what I was doing. She gained 20 pounds. I thought she was going to kill me. And I'm like, dude, I don't know what to tell you. It works for me. I guess it doesn't work for you. Like, we're not the same. Oh my gosh. So, wow, I mean, it's, yeah, it's just, it's definitely one of those things that people think, you know, okay, well, if I just do what they're doing, I'm going to look like that. And that is 100% not true. We all have different genetics and different physical makeup. So, yeah, don't try and copy anyone. Just be your best self is the best thing I can tell my clients.
I know, like, a big fitness myth out there, and I don't know if it would be considered a myth, but just, like, a conception is that you're too heavy to work out. I know, like, I was that, because I was like, you know what, I'm going to start walking first before I start working out because I'm too heavy. I don't know how to use my body. And I was so grateful when we first – our very first day when you're like – this is how you hold your arms for this, because I've done these exercises before with a different body. I did these exercises when I was skinny, when I was in college. So, like, holding those weights and doing those movements look completely different now than when I was skinny, but they still work. And I was like, I just want people to know that, like, it doesn't matter what size you are, how much you weigh, anything like that. Like, you know, you really helped me with that. Cause I was so nervous about starting. So I was like, I don't know how I'm going to lift these weights. I have big old fat arms. Like, I can't even put them towards my head. Like, what am I doing?
Oh, no, there's always a way. And no one is ever too out of shape or too overweight to get started. I always, you know, there's always something that you can do to better yourself. So no one should ever feel like they can't do something or they're not able to. There's always a way, and a good trainer will be able to modify things and show you exactly how to do it for your body. So that's definitely awesome. Not true.
That was my biggest fear, was like starting to work out. I'm like, I should probably just start walking because everything else is going to be bad.
No, you can definitely still lift weights and do exercises, body weight. There's so much you can do. It's not the end of the world. I had somebody in one of my classes, a couple weeks ago, and they had a prosthetic leg. And I was teaching a high intensity interval training class. So I was a little nervous when they walked in. They were doing burpees like faster than I could do my burpees. So where there's a will, there's a way. You can do anything. So
that is so amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was inspiring. I was like, okay. You know, like I said, in the beginning when they walked in, I was like, oh gosh, how am I going to modify? How am I going to tell them to do this stuff? And they were completely under control. No need to worry. So, yeah.
That's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you motivate your clients to stick to their fitness goals, especially when they face like challenges or setbacks or busy schedules or like holidays and they want to, you know, take some time off?
I just try and remind them of their original goals. I always tell people if they want to slack off or if they're starting to, you know, have trouble finding time for their workouts. And a 5-minute workout is better than no workout. So I just remind people anything is better than nothing. Like if it's around the holidays and you're busy, maybe take a walk with your family, have a dance party in the kitchen. Like there's always ways to get in that movement and that time. You just have to get creative sometimes. And then, like I said, just reminding them why they started, like reminding them of their goals. I like to write my goals on post-it notes and put them in different places so I can see them, you know, on your mirror or in your notebook or your purse, just to remind you why you're doing this. Like if somebody says, I want to feel better and be able to chase my kids around when they're on the playground. Like that's a huge thing for a lot of moms, I think, just being able to keep up with their kids, especially as boy moms. Like these kids are bananas and energy to keep up with them. So that's what keeps me going sometimes. It's just knowing I want to set a good example for them and I want to be able, like Sebastian the other night was like, Mom, race me. And he did beat me, but I mean, I was trying really hard and he used to not be able to beat me. So I'm like, dang, I got to start doing more cardio. Like my 6-year-old just beat me in a race.
In all fairness, Sebastian is ridiculously fast. Like,
I don't know where that kid came from. He's got insane athletic abilities. So yeah, but that, you know, that's one of the things that keeps me going. So I just try and remind my clients like why they're doing this. And like I said, when schedules get busy, it's just anything's better than nothing. Get creative. I try and come up with creative ways for them to integrate exercise into their lives.
So you started Fitspiration Ignited.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what inspired you to branch off and finally start your own business and maybe tell us some of the stuff that you offer?
So the story behind the name is when I first started doing fitness, I was sharing a lot of my journey on social media and everybody kept telling me, oh, you're inspiring me. It's so inspiring. So that's where the Fitspiration came from. Like my goal is to inspire others to get moving and get healthy. And then the Ignited part, like I mentioned in the beginning, when I first found fitness and started helping other people, I just felt like it lit this fire inside me and I found a passion. And it kind of set my soul on fire. So that's where the name came from, Fitspiration Ignited. And then my tagline is shine bright, be the light, light the way. And that comes from, you know, my Christian faith, like being a light, a city on a hill. Like, I just want to be that light for others and help them find that light in themselves and turn it on. Basically, light their fire too, hopefully, for this, for fitness and working out and leading a healthy lifestyle. So that is where all that came from. And I was teaching, I've been teaching in a gym for years, but I wanted to branch out and do more on my own in the coaching aspect. I just felt like I could reach more people if I did it on my own. And then being a mom of two very active little boys, being able to have my own business and run things on my schedule is huge. I have two kids that play sports and never the same sport, always different sports. So we're going in a lot of different directions. So being able to control my schedule and, you know, just reach more people was kind of my motivation behind starting my own business.
That's amazing. I mean, I'm truly impressed and I love everything that you're doing.
Thank you. So like I said, I do personal training. I offer that here. I have a little garage gym, which is, Amanda, you've been to it, but it's still a work. It's still a work in progress. I was telling my husband all the ideas I had after your last session. I was like, oh, I could do this and this and this. And if we got this, and he was like, oh my gosh, slow down. But anyway, so people can come here and train with me. I also do virtual sessions for personal training. If people have equipment at home, I can FaceTime them or train them over Zoom so I can still kind of see what they're doing and help them with form and things like that. And then I also offer coaching, like I mentioned, where I can give you the workouts. You can tell me how many days a week and what time frame, you know, I've got 30 minutes, 3 days a week, and then I give you your workouts and I'll send them to people and then I'll check in with them, you know, once a week or twice a week, however many times they feel like they need me to check in with them, and we'll go over their goals and see. And I do those on a monthly basis. I'll send out the workouts and then we'll figure out a schedule of when I'm going to check in with them. So that's pretty much what I offer right now.
That's amazing. I love it. I mean, I'm so excited to work out with you. I can't wait for tomorrow morning for our workout.
Oh, good. Tomorrow's leg day. So you say that now, but you might
not. I lied, Lexi. I think I'm feeling sick. I don't feel so good.
I think it's great that you offer so many options, because that's the hard part about right now. Like, there's people are either working from home or working in full time, and then they have kids at home. So just trying to find a way to fit fitness into their schedule. And you have so many different ways that they can do that. Right. I feel like that's so, you know, impressive that you were able to figure out how to create a schedule for you as a working mom.
Oh, thanks.
To also help other people.
Yeah, that's my goal. And I've talked to some people that, you know, they have equipment at home or weights at home, and they're like, I have all this stuff, but I don't know what to do with it. So, I can come to your house and see what you have and then show you, you know, what workouts to do. Maybe we'll do a session or two together, and then I can just write the workouts and give it to them and say, okay, here's your workouts for the week, using what they already have at home. So I really try and tailor it to people and, like I said, make it fit their life and their goals. So
what advice do you have for all of us moms out there who are just starting out on our fitness journey? And how can we start to enjoy fitness? I know you said about kind of catering it to you, but I know a lot of people think of the word fitness and they're like, no, thank you. I know, yeah. I'm one of them.
I think if you're just starting out, don't beat yourself up. Like, just start where you're at. Like I said, you're never too out of shape or too overweight to get started. There's something for everyone. Like, you started walking, It's just, and also, like I said, it's a bit of trial and error in the beginning. Like, okay, I hate walking. I'm not going to do that anymore. Or, oh my gosh, I love bike riding with my kids. Like anything that gets you moving. I tell people anything that gets you breathing heavy and sweating is exercise. So don't discount, you know, chasing your kids at the playground, pushing them on the swings. We have a Wii, the Nintendo Wii thing. Like my kids and I all play with that. There's a dance game on there that I love doing that burns calories, you know, when I'm dancing. There's always something that you can do. And just finding that, and then once you do it enough, it does start to become a habit. Getting started, I think, is definitely the hardest part. So it's finding the right thing that you're going to stick with, whether it's walking with friends. I think that having accountability and either friends that you're working out with or a coach that's checking in on you, like knowing I'm going to text you and say, did you do your workout today, is huge for a lot of my clients. Because they're like, well, I didn't want to, but I knew you were going to ask. So yes, I did my workout. if you have a friend or a spouse that you can work out with, today my husband did not want to go to the gym, and I knew if I left the house and went without him, he probably wasn't going to go. So I waited for him, even though it wasn't completely convenient to my schedule, but that way I knew he would get his workout in too. He was like, what would you tell your client? And I was like, I would tell them to get going, like put your clothes on.
Poor Eric.
Yeah, poor Eric. And then I was judging his form. He was on the leg press machine. I'm like, you're not going deep enough. What are you doing? And he's like, go away. Stop talking. my poor family. He always gets free workout advice.
That's awesome. The perks of being married to you.
Yeah. I don't know if you consider it a perk. Whenever he's in our garage gym and I walk out there, he's like, oh, dang it. Don't you have something to do in the house? But yeah.
So do you notice any new trends emerging in the health and fitness industry? And then how do you stay up to date with the latest research and best practices?
Sorry, my dog is up here and I'm trying to keep him from eating all the Nerf bullets in our house. Yes, I think that I was just telling somebody this the other day. I feel like health and fitness is so in right now, like just being healthy and fit. And I think there's a big shift in trending workouts right now. Like for the last few years, high intensity training has been really in. And lately, in the last like year, I want to say, I've noticed that people are going a lot more towards strength training and functional training, which I think is great, because I know for myself personally, high intensity workouts are not ideal for weight loss. And I've read a lot of research about that lately as well. High intensity workouts boost cortisol, which is a stress hormone, and that hormone makes your body hold on to fat and it makes it harder to lose weight. So while HIIT training is awesome, it's not what you want to be doing 5 or 6 days a week, in my opinion, and from what I've read. So I do think there's a little bit of a shift from that to more strength training. And I've seen that at the gym. The strength teams are always busy now. So I think that's one trend. And the way I stay up to date on it is just constantly continuing education. At least once a year, I try and take a new class, either learn a new format for group exercise, or this year I did some training. I've been training a lot of, I don't want to say older people, but like ladies in their 60s and 70s. I have a lot of clients that are in that age range. So I took a class that caters more to them, to learn more about balance training, which I actually integrate for all my clients because I think balance is really important. But continuing education, constantly reading articles online. I mean, I know I'm such a loser, but when I have free time, like I like to go on YouTube and look, like see workout videos that some of the popular influencers are posting, and then I read articles all the time from different magazines. just constantly trying to learn, because it is ever changing in this industry. Just in the short time I've been in it, you know, the last 9 years, I've seen such changes. The way that I was taught originally to coach certain exercises has changed. You know, when I first started, for example, when it came to squats, people said, you do not want to bend your knees more than 90 degrees. Your goal is just to get your thighs parallel to the floor, weight in the heels, blah, blah, blah. And now, thanks to CrossFit, people are going all the way down to the floor in their squats. And there's been a lot of research about how that's better for us. Our bodies are meant to do that.
Lexi, my body is not meant to do that. And I will not be doing that tomorrow.
But I've seen stuff about how, you know, people in other countries that don't have chairs, like, they squat all the way down. Like, that's how they eat food and stuff. And that's how, you know, cavemen before chairs, that's what our bodies did. It's all that paleo stuff, people trying to get back to, like, the way they were in caveman times. Our bodies are meant to do this. And this is
But you die at 32.
Yes, I know. Yeah. So that's a good point. Good. Fair point. Fair point. So yeah, no, I'm not going to make you do that tomorrow. But it's just interesting to see, like I said, the changes even in such a less than 10 years. You know, if I go to a class now, they don't tell you to go to 90 anymore with your squats. They say to go lower. So it's just interesting. Wow. And they don't say weight in your heels. They say keep the weight evenly distributed in your feet. So just small things like that I've noticed. And it's funny because when I go to other instructors' classes, I can always tell if they're like, quote unquote, like old school. Like if they, you know, depending on how they coach certain exercises, I'm like, oh, yeah, you've been doing this a while. Or like someone that's like a brand new trainer that says things that are more current. But yeah, I'm just constantly trying to learn more, read more. Keep up with the trends. But then, like you said too, Amanda, like those people died at 32. So you have to take everything with a grain of salt and use your best judgment.
Yeah. But I will tell you, my body does not bend like that. Like just to clarify and throw that out there for tomorrow, I do not go past – I may not even hit 90 degrees. Like –
You have That's to work fine. Your way there.
Yes. Yeah. Now, I always tell people, honor your body, listen to your body. I don't know what you're feeling inside your body. So my clients have to tell me, like, this hurt. We never want to do anything that hurts. Also,
pretty vocal about.
There's a difference between, like, okay, I feel the burning sensation and, you know, there's pain. So
yeah,
burning, fine, embrace the burn. Pain, bad, stop what you're doing, abort mission. So
what's your favorite, if you had to pick one workout, what would be your favorite workout? Like favorite workout to do?
Like, honestly, my very first one, body pump, is still my favorite. That group exercise class with the barbell. By Lace Mills. It was the very first one I got certified in. I fell in love with it. That's my favorite.
My friends used to love body pump.
Yeah.
I used to go every week, like 3 times a week, because they just loved it.
Yeah. That's what I did. And that's when I was doing body pump 3 days a week, I was physically in the best shape. Like that's what gave me the best results. That's what made me feel the best. Like I just love it. We don't have it around here, so I don't do it anymore unless I go to my old tapes from, you know, when I was an instructor, when I was teaching it, and redo those. But that's, I don't know, it's just still my favorite.
That's awesome. How about, what is your favorite song to work out to?
That's funny. I was actually thinking of doing a reel of like what people probably think I'm listening to at the gym versus what I'm really listening to at the gym. So you know me, Amanda. What do you think I would listen to? I'm just curious.
Oh, like, my God. Heavy metal, girl.
Yeah.
Like, we love the screamo. Like.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. It's definitely like Linkin Park is my go-to. Like any Linkin Park song is Breaking Benjamin. Like.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that.
I love me some Korn.
Yeah. Like I want people yelling when I'm working out. Like that's my favorite.
You feel like you're getting a better workout.
Yes. 100%. But I think people probably see me in like my pink sneakers and like my ponytail and stuff, my high ponytail, and they're probably like, oh, she's probably listening to like Britney Spears or something. And I'm totally not. I'm jamming out to like, yeah, Linkin Park or
Britney. Oh, yeah. First glance, you are totally like a Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears type of girl.
Right. Yeah.
But like, yeah, no, like I know you and I'm like, girl, you are screamo to the core.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where I'm at. So, I like the hard rock. So
that's so awesome. Yeah. Well, I just want to thank you so much for talking about your business and talking about personal training and fitness and all this wonderful stuff. If somebody wants to, have you be their coach or personal trainer, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Oh, great question. So I have my own website. It's Lexi, L-E-X-I, Manny, M-A-N-N-Y.com. And they can go on there and there's a form they fill out to get in touch with me. So that is probably the best way to do it. But I'm also on Instagram as the Lexi Manny. They can DM me there. Or I have a Facebook page also, the Lexi Manny. So any of those are fine. But if they go and fill out my client inquiry form on my website, they get a free 30-minute consultation phone call with me. So that is the best way to do it.
That is awesome. And I will put all those links in the description as well so that they have that so they can access you pretty easily.
Yes, thank you.
And then if you can leave our guests with any final tips or advice or words of wisdom, what would you want to tell them?
So my favorite quote is, fit is an outfit that looks different on every body. Like I said, no two bodies are going to look the same. Just be your best self. Forget what the trends are or what other people are telling you. Do what you can, do your best, and just, I always aim for feeling my best. So, yeah, anything's better than nothing. Do what you can and just try your best.
Awesome. That is amazing. Awesome. Well, good luck, Lexi, with everything. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks. See you tomorrow. Bye.